CliffCentral.com.
All right, good morning. What's happening? Up and ready to take on the world, right? Is that how you're feeling? Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's something going around.
Uh-oh.
But I did wake up this morning with like a ball of fire in my chest.
Uh-oh, because Ben woke up with that yesterday.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to go home, drug myself, and put myself to sleep for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I don't want to get sick. Please don't make me sick, you two. Please, I don't have time. I've got such a busy week. The next, what am I talking about? I've got a busy year. I don't have time. It's the worst. Like when you know something's coming.
Yeah.
Ben was complaining earlier. We're such old assholes, all of us. He was complaining. He's like, don't like it when you feel something coming on. It's the truth, though.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, inevitably you're going to become, like, ill, and then...
Ugh.
It's just, in the past, like, if you hate your job or your life's very boring as such, I'm not projecting anything here, but you don't mind getting sick, because, like, I can sit at home. But when you've got stuff to do, it's so frustrating. Like, you just want to be a functioning member of society.
Absolutely. There's no Seer today because he's busy with this project of ours. We're finishing up today, and it's a big thing we've been doing with Investec. They're launching a new marketing campaign, and we've kind of been involved with them, which is where I've been in Cape Town and Durban, and Seer's been running it all across the rest of the country. And today we do the big grand finale in Joburg. But I'm impressed with those people, man. I mean, my buddy and I have another thing in common. We both have a brother who works at Investec.
Yeah.
Like, you've got your brother at Investec, I've got mine. And so it's kind of incestuous in some way.
A little bit, hey?
Yeah. Well, I met your brother again last night. I was like, God damn it. There's a Cliff and a Molloy there as well. You know? And hey. They're actually related to us. It's very messed up. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm impressed with them because there is not a weak link in that place. Like, there is no one stupid working there.
You're not allowed to be. You just can't be stupid there.
Mm-mm. They throw you out. They get rid of you right away. I can sense it. Hey, can I bring something up? We've got Mayor Herman Mashaba coming in here at 7.
Yes.
And we've got Gerinel coming in. At 8 o'clock.
Big day, huh?
Yeah, Harry Nell's the guy who prosecuted Oscar Pistorius and Jackie Salibi. He's no lightweight. So I arrive this morning, and there are toilets parked outside the building.
Mobile toilets.
Is this because ours are not working again?
Well, I left very early yesterday after the show because I had a lot of stuff to do. But when I came in this morning, Katlego Mwaduba from Touch Central, she was explaining to me that the whole, well, not the whole of Rivonia, but a very big chunk or section of Rivonia just didn't have water yesterday for the whole day.
Oh, Jesus. So now I've got to have the mayor of Johannesburg walk past the open door of a mobile toilet before he can come and see me.
Well, you
this
can
is just
ask
so classy.
Him.
You know, I sometimes wonder, I think, it must be... it must be good when we can call up these people and get them to come here, and then they do, and, you know, they'll have a great interview, and they'll have a good experience. And, you know, they'll sit down and be offered coffee, they'll be looked after like gold. These are important people. It's the mayor of Johannesburg today, and probably the most famous prosecutor in South Africa.
Yeah, but at the same time, can't we just ask Herman why there was a massive chunk of Rivonia without water yesterday?
No, we will. Of course we will. Look, I mean, it's partly his responsibility, but... I just really want people to have a good experience when they come here to be interviewed. I don't want them to leave here going, oh, this place, there's a toilet outside and the doors are like wide open like a gaping asshole right at the entrance to the place.
It's a nice toilet, though.
Please. It's a mobile toilet.
As opposed to what our usual offering is.
You see, the thing is, I think why they ended up ordering that is because, you know,
the DA does this to blacks. This is what they do. They give you an outhouse. The DA I'm telling you now.
Yeah, as we discovered yesterday from what's his name from the free market,
Leon Lowe.
Yeah, the government just wants to keep
the government and the DA.
All of them. They just want to keep us
God damn it.
Pressed.
How interesting was that conversation?
Oh, I was a little bit depressed when I, because the reality of the things that, that he was saying really, I mean, they kind of left me a little bit with no hope.
Well, at least there's a free market foundation doing this stuff. And by the way, I'll be talking at the Free Market Foundation on the 22nd of February. So it's in like 2 weeks or whatever. Yeah, Leon Lowe came in. He said that title deeds have still not been given to black people by the government. The government doesn't want black people to have title deeds. God forbid they should be empowered.
Sure.
Rather keep them as slaves, you know? And then he was talking about how there's this... this very powerful group of people called the FSB, the Financial Services Board.
They basically run the country, don't they?
Well, they have power they shouldn't have, that's for sure. It's like a government within a government, the way he described it. Very, very scary. If you didn't hear that podcast, you got to listen to this. First of all, the guy comes in. He didn't so much as hesitate in one of the questions. He knows his material. When it comes to free market capitalism, free enterprise, people being able to exercise their freedoms. I love that. I thought it was very, very interesting. I'd love to hear someone from the other side try and debate him. I think they would lose horribly. Because there just isn't an argument left on that side. There is not one working example in the world of socialism where everybody's happy. There is not one. I mean, unless you really are into bread queues and wearing the same shoes for 30 years and not having services, then I suppose you know, if you're a filthy, just a hippie, then I suppose that's the kind of life you want for yourself. Everybody will share stuff until someone gets greedy, which always happens. I don't know. I'd love to hear him debate these people, but of course it'll never happen because the other side don't have an argument. You know, that's kind of how it goes. They'll keep shouting and prevaricating and standing up on a soapbox and making a big noise, but there's no good argument. There are no facts. There's no thought put into it. It's all theory. It's all like a utopian theory. It's very bizarre. So if you want to hear why capitalism is the greatest system, just listen to Leon Lowe yesterday from the Free Market Foundation. So as I was saying, we got Herman Mashaba coming in today. He's been in office for September, October, November, December, January. It's like 5 months. We'll find out how it's going. You know, I don't have unrealistic expectations. I'm sure that he had a lot to get to grips with in those 5 months. But let's see what he can boast about. And let's see what he doesn't have an excuse for. You know, I like the guy. I don't have a problem with him. I'm one of those people who's decided before the fact, oh, this guy's a bad guy, or this guy's a good guy. And I'm not partisan. I'm really not in this case. So he will be exciting. Harry Nell's got lots to talk about. And we're also going to talk to a dude that Ben actually found out about. He's invented these things which will allow people to watch TV effectively.
Well, it's like a solar-powered cinema, which they're taking into Africa and beyond.
You can set this up anywhere, right?
Yeah, it's quite an amazing story. And they're about to do a road trip from Cape Town to Nairobi to basically spread, you know, just education, awareness around HIV. And just doing amazing things to communities that basically don't have anything. You know, like no one visits them. There's no support. There's no education.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people who talk about what they're going to do for the poor or for people in rural areas. They didn't do anything about it. This company, this guy is actually doing stuff. Don't forget, next week we're doing an exclusive screening of Cure for Wellness. A lot of people are excited about this movie. Looks like it's scary as hell. Have you heard about it?
Mm.
The guy who did The Ring, Gore Verbinski. He's just put this together. It's a new psychological thriller. You don't want to miss it. A Cure for Wellness launches in theaters across South Africa from Friday, 17 February. I'm not sure if we have any tickets left for our pre-screening. I'll find out later and let you know. We'll let you know tomorrow. But it seems like we had 12 or 13 emails in the first 5 seconds yesterday. So if you want to get in there, I suppose you could still try. But there we go. A Cure for Wellness, which launches across South Africa on Friday, 17 February, in all theaters. It's a nice new scary movie for those people who love that kind of thing. Sure. What was going on social media yesterday? Anybody? I didn't go on Twitter. I didn't go on Facebook, Instagram, nothing yesterday. I didn't even have a chance to look at what people were up to.
Well, I didn't know who Rian Lucas is, but more people today know of Rian Lucas than they did maybe last week. Because apparently this guy went onto social media and posted a meme that, you know, people took offense to about Joost van der Westhuizen.
Oh, God. So the offense brigade climbed onto him and now he's been shamed publicly. This is what people do for fun now.
Rian Lucas, he's apparently from Johannesburg. He posted the meme soon after the announcement of the former Springbok player's death. The meme is of Toby Maguire. He's smirking. Mm-hmm. And shame. It reads, "Me when shame. I hear a white man has died." Shame. R.I.P. Okay. Joost.
So here we go. Now the outrage brigade are targeting him. Because, you know, shame. What we do to Penny Sparrow shame. And to... what's his name? Shame. What was the dude's name?
Which one? What was the story?
Velapi Khumalo. And now we must do this to him, and we must keep finding bad people and telling the internet about them. Shame. That's the way we feel better about ourselves. We find shittier people than us, and we show the world how shitty they are. Ooh, that's such a good move. You're such a hero. You're so virtuous and good. I wish I could be you outing the bad people on social media and spreading that around.
Shame.
Shame. Shame them.
Shame.
What else was happening on social media?
Isn't that what it is? It's like Game of Thrones where that woman, that poor queen is taken down the street.
That poor queen, you mean that horrible queen?
Yeah, well, still.
She was a horrible piece of work.
A horrible queen, but you know what? It didn't make anybody in the town any happier. She still ended up winning, blowing up the church, killing all those people, and now she's in charge. So just learn your lesson, peasants. I don't understand this need to, like, prove you're better by showing up someone else's worse. I get that it's got a name. It's Schadenfreude. And it's a psychological condition. Basically, what you do when you do this is you're proving you're mentally ill. And all of us are a little bit. But you're proving you have ladles and ladles and spoonfuls of it. Get over yourself.
So, yeah, look, this is just another example of someone's like, please love me, look at me, look at me. But I've started watching this show called Black Mirror, and it makes everything look so boring in life.
What do you mean?
All this Twitter crap and outrage and what's trending. The show Black Mirror makes your mind literally expand to the point where it's about to explode, and then you can somehow just reel it in.
Good heavens.
It is so brilliantly thought out. It started in 2011. I mentioned it last week. It's so brilliantly thought out, and you can't help but like spend the next day just rethinking everything, rehashing the scenarios, and like thinking what you would do in situations, how it's like,
wow,
is it really that close to reality? Is it just like a metaphor for stuff, or is it actually happening? We don't know it.
That it sounds like you have to be drunk to appreciate this.
No, it's so clever. I've watched 3 episodes, and like as soon as the episode finishes, you're like, should I watch another one? But your mind actually can't comprehend too.
Wow.
Like,
good heavens. I've never seen you rave about something like this before.
I watched Westworld and I thought, wow, what a great concept. That's so cool. That's like Modern Family compared to what this Black Mirror is. Mm-hmm. This episode I watched last night is that it's humans have the ability to recall every memory, but like they can screen it onto a TV. So they have this chip behind their ear.
Oh, man.
And they have this little cursor, little thingy, which they carry around their pockets, and they can literally go. So I can say to you, Gareth, like, Herman Mashaba is coming in today, but 10 years ago, you really, really hated the dude. And you can go, oh, whatever. And I'll go, look, I can prove it.
Yeah.
And then I recall it back on the screen.
I've dreamt about that before.
But it's
being able to record your memories.
But it's so massively dangerous because then you're accountable for everything.
Yeah.
And when you get into a fight and someone goes, I didn't do it, you go, ha, you did. And then you go back to this thing.
Beautiful.
It's
I'd love that.
It's so
too.
Clever, but then
have
obviously,
much less argument with people, right?
Well, the arguments become a lot more heated because there's other potential flaws and difficulties.
Yeah, because essentially you could never lie to your partner again. They'll find out.
Exactly.
When you're lying about
everything. And that's why
this
episode becomes so crazy. Because a truth gets revealed, which then...
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's such an amazing show.
Right. And then what's called Black Mirror?
Black Mirror. And then you go to Twitter and look at like real humans, like just patheticness. And stuff.
Yeah, it's like they're digging around in the dirt and still walking on all fours.
It's like watching a Tamagotchi who's like, I don't know, just short-circuited.
Hey, Rob, are you there?
I'm here, Gareth.
How are you, dude?
Indeed.
No, I said, how are you, dude? You say indeed?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm very well, thanks, and right. I'm fully prepared to amaze and astound you.
Yeah, you sent me an email the other day about Martians.
Absolutely, because there are 4 South Africans on the planned trip to Mars by 2030.
Yeah,
and I just wanted to warn people what a terrible place and trip it is to Mars.
All right, so you don't want to go to Mars, and you want to warn all the other people who are so excited about Mars why it's a bad idea.
Yes.
All right, well...
Especially South Africans, because when the South Africans get there, they'll probably protest to decolonize Mars.
All right, so let's start with... this is public service, basically. You've taken time out of your day to help explain to us why Mars travel is a bad idea. Go ahead, Rob. The floor is yours.
Okay, so first of all, there is at least a 150 to 300-day trip there aboard a tiny spacecraft with terrible food.
Yes.
And if you overshoot Mars and you don't not get caught by its gravity, there's no coming back because, there's just no friction in space. And
so basically,
you're
stuck
there, Mars.
You go there and you're stuck there forever, right? There's no
return
trip.
There's no return, and also Mars is like a very cold desert. At the equator, the warmest it gets is 20 degrees centigrade in the daytime. That it goes to drops to minus 73 at night, and this is the warmest place. There's no water.
Oh, wow.
The food will be terrible unless you've got an Irishman who can make potatoes there for you.
All right.
And Mars also has no magnetic field, so better take good sun cream, because then the solar flare radiation with the sunlight, the northern and southern lights, the auroras, that will toast you.
Well, you'll be burnt to a crisp in like a day, right?
Yes, well, not necessarily burnt, but irradiated,
and
you'll get a mean case of skin cancer.
What other wonderful things are there going on Mars? Why would anyone want to do this, Rob? Are there any positives?
Well, the only one I can think to is at least you can watch Mars Attacks on Mars with Jack Nicholson.
Right, there we go. What a good movie, huh?
Yeah, and then at least if you go to Mars... And the Martian, you can say, was about you. That could help you pick up chicks on Mars.
No,
aren't any chicks on Mars.
Like Matt Damon, right?
Yes, yeah, no. And if Matt Damon can't get you hooked up.
Yeah, because there was so much sex in that movie. Yeah, it was such a such a fest of beautiful women.
Yeah, you should have taken some good porn with him.
Yeah, well, there we go. I know what you'd do on Mars.
I'd have a Mars bar.
All right. Rob, I think it's a perfect place for people you don't like to go. I mean, you could give them a one-way ticket. You'd never have to see them again. The fact
Mars has only 40% of Earth's gravity, so Kulibusa Zuma there would only weigh 800 kilograms.
You've done the research, man.
When I heard about this, I thought, hold on, people aren't crazy enough to take a 10-month trip there to a place that's miserable when there's no comeback. What if you hate your roommates in your tiny habitat? You hate the food,
yeah.
And then Mars at its closest is 54.6 million kilometers away from Earth, at its furthest. It's 401 million kilometers because of the elliptical orbits.
Yes.
But so you can't even communicate with back home because there'll be at least an 8 or 9 minutes time delay between Mars and Earth.
So I would be having a conversation with you, but it would take you 8 minutes to hear me and then another 8 minutes to reply so that I could hear you.
Pretty much. That's exactly it.
What a disaster.
I mean, if you think it's bad on international or telecom line, the delay.
Yeah.
just wait till you get to Mars.
What a horrible place.
Yeah, no, and basically it's a desert. There are ice caps there, but the atmosphere is just about 1% of Earth. But they've got 96% carbon dioxide in their atmosphere.
Oxygen, yeah.
And the ice caps are melting. You think global warming's a problem here? On Mars, it's happening as well, and there's not even been a human there.
Hey, do you believe that theory that there used to be people on Mars, but they ruined the place? They just dried it up and screwed it up?
Like in the Doom video game.
Well, you know, people say that Mars used to be a thriving planet full of life like Earth, and there were probably humans or something close to humans there, and they just dried the whole thing up and destroyed its atmosphere and, you know, pumped carbon in there. You don't think so?
Definitely not, because except for that face on Mars, what happened to all the old cities and the fossils? I mean, the Mars rovers have dug around there, and they haven't found anything. There was flowing water on Mars once, but the reason why Mars lost its atmosphere is because it's smaller than Earth, so it lost its magnetic field, and the solar wind just stripped away 99% of its atmosphere.
Well, couldn't the solar wind have stripped away all of the evidence of cities?
Well, not really, because it doesn't have much mass, and there still would have been buildings and ruins.
Yeah,
not
so,
like
so,
a wind, it's just charged particles.
Yeah, a solar wind is not like a wind. It doesn't create friction.
No. Unless you've got like a couple of square kilometers of sail, then it can help speed you along at close to light speed. But basically, it's just energy particles that ionize in the atmosphere.
All right. Okay, man. I like it. All right, Rob. Yeah, as always, it's good to talk to you, man. And what's on your agenda today? What are you up to today? You gonna hassle your parents?
No, I'm gonna try and pick up chicks.
Again, where do you go for this? I mean, you go out in an overcoat with no clothes underneath, and you stand in a shopping mall and flash people. How does it work?
No. And they don't like it when I hang outside schools either.
Yeah, because you'd be creepy as hell outside of school.
Yeah, I thought once of having opening up a comic book store with a van that I could pick kids up in and take to the comic book store for offering them sweets.
I really hope you're kidding.
Things were pointed out to me, and I can't afford a criminal record.
All right, so listen, what are you going to do today? Are you seriously going to go and try and pick up women?
Well, if you don't start out with that objective, what is the point to even getting out of bed?
When last did you score? When last did you get lucky?
Last year sometime.
Yeah, well, that's not so bad.
I have met in Maritzburg, which is about 20 minutes away. I have met somebody. He's very cool, but that's another story, and I don't want to give her name on air.
That sounds very promising. Is she an older or a younger woman than you?
She's 5 years younger.
Pretty.
And very cool. I know what it's like, but I'm not going out with her for her personality.
Vagina pussy.
How's the vagina pussy?
How's the what?
How's the vagina pussy?
I don't have one.
No, I'm asking hers.
I'll pass it on. I'll pass it on to.
You haven't got lucky with her yet, but you have intentions.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I don't want to rush things.
No, well, I'm with you, dude. You know we're rooting for you on this side.
No. She doesn't like threesomes.
No, don't be an idiot. I wouldn't have a threesome with you. Listen to me. I'm saying that all of us are very, very excited and amped up for you. We want you to have...
Is that what you said when you meant you were with me?
Yeah, we want you to have a good time.
I'm so clumsy like this.
Goddamn lunatic.
I'm so clumsy like this, I'll probably offend her and get dumped anyway.
Nah, I don't think so. I think you know what to do.
Yeah, women are almost a greater mystery than Mars.
All right. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you. Thanks,
okay,
Rob.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks, guys.
All right. Very good.
Can I taste your juice?
There's Rob. He's one of our friends. Women in Maritzburg, beware. He's on the hunt. He's prowling out there today. You could be the lucky one. Aren't you excited about that? The potential of being Rob's lucky find today? All right, it's time to get to some news. Let's see what's going on with Mabale Moloi in the news. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. What can I tell you? Let me start off with they've got a loyalty program that they relaunched last year, and it is awesome. So what you do is you get the app. With the app, you get rewards. You can gift those rewards. You can occasionally win yourself free slices. Before you know it, you've got a free meal. It's terrific. Gifting has been added, so you can gift a coupon to a friend, colleague, or family member. The perfect lastminute.com gift if you're running late, need to say sorry, or because you're feeling generous. You can also use the app to favorite an item on the menu for ease of redemption at a later stage. So you know what's on my menu. Come on. Ben, what do I order?
Gareth, you order a very basic pizza.
Yeah.
Basically got cheese on it and maybe a hint of chili if you're feeling adventurous.
There we go. It's basically a margarita.
Margarita, yeah.
Margarita with a bit of chili. Mavs, what's the salad?
It's the Sansera salad.
That's right.
Which is not basic at all. I mean, there you really turn it up.
That is where I become my adventurous self.
That is where you know your whole tendencies show.
Right. Man, it's good. Those are the only two things I favorite on the menu. The only things I need. Life is complete.
So wait, you've never had, you know, a bit of mushroom, a bit of bacon on your pizza?
Oh, sure I have, but it's terrible. Why would I do?
A bit of Evo sliced in there.
I don't like that. I like mine to be plain.
Yeah, okay.
Give me a margarita with some chili on the side. Chili on side.
No.
Chili on side, I put a lot of chili. I like the chili. It's good. I feel that stuff burning down my throat. I'm happy. I know it's killing all the bad stuff. Nothing can survive chili except my stomach. All right, let's get into some news. You ready for us?
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you got a bit turned on by Rob's call there. You might have been distracted.
No. No? Okay. I'm very focused, Gareth. I've got a job to do.
Of course,
you're
a profession.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Before you even go, you mentioned this Rion Lucas guy who's getting all the attention.
Yes.
So Supernova just sent me a message. Had a look at the Rion Lucas story yesterday. They found his workplace. They phoned all his employees, got his number plate from a pic on Facebook, got his house address, posted it on Facebook, trolled his Instagram. Modern day mob justice. All of these people threatened to injure him badly. These same trolls had nothing to say about the Afrikaans guy who slapped a policeman while getting a traffic fine. I give up on humans. Please bring on that reset button.
Well, yeah, that seems to be the way to deal with things these days, is to track said offender down and, you know, try and make their lives as difficult as possible, because I don't know.
Well, it was a meme. It's just a meme. You know what you can decide to do? Ignore it. What kind of malice do you have to have inside your system that you need to organize a mob to go to this guy's workplace to ruin his life? Is it not good enough for you to just ignore him and move on with your pathetic life that you need to troll this dude that you think somehow you win because you don't like his opinion? Sure, he's probably racist. That is, I believe me, that's not the worst thing about people. And it is not a reason to destroy their lives. I'm sorry if you think it is, but you are completely, you're acting like a fool and embarrassing the whole human race. All right, let's move on. Ugh,
okay.
People are so dumb.
Almost everyone has reacted negatively to President Jacob Zuma's latest move. I know you're going to get hot under the collar with this one, Gareth.
Yeah.
The move is that the president has deployed the South African National Defence Force soldiers to work hand in hand with the SA Police Service to maintain law and order during the opening of Parliament for the State of the Nation address. That would be 441 members of the SANDF, to be precise, will be employed together with SAPS for the period between the 5th of February until the 10th of February. SONA happens tomorrow, right?
Wow. What a waste of taxpayers' money. And all of this is to protect that dickhead from us not enjoying his speech.
Security for this year's SONA will be tighter than ever. There will be extended road closures. There's going to be a beefed up police presence to deal with any protest marches. And the Secretary to Parliament said that the preparations have, you know, will cost an estimated 4 million rand.
Yeah, you see.
For SONA.
So this is what our president thinks is a kind of progress. This is what our president thinks in terms of his own security versus... And by the way, if you're a popular president, if people like you, you don't need this.
441 members of the Defense Force, no.
No, you don't. You see, this shows us that we've got a president who's deeply unpopular, who knows that the people of this country are sick of him and his shit, and we want him out. We don't like you. You are not the guy for us anymore. In fact, if I were the army, I would just drop my weapons and leave. Just walk out of there. Don't know why they even bother. Nobody likes this guy. Nobody, except the people he's kept in office.
So political parties yesterday questioned the legality of the president's move to have these soldiers deployed. DA leader Musi Maimane tweeted, "Actions of Jay-Z in deploying the army can't be legal, violates the separation of powers for personal use. I have asked our legal team to engage." And then the EFF said that the move was a declaration of war.
Right. I'm with the EFF. Musi, when we talk to the lawyers are going to take weeks. I'm with the EFF. It's a declaration of war.
Yeah, because Mbuyise Ntlozi said the military are people who get deployed for war and whose training is about killing the enemies of the state. Why are their services being used for a State of the Nation address?
Because old Two Heads is better than one is going to go out there and he's going to make a speech and people are going to boo him because they hate him. And you can bus in as many people from shitty parts of the country as you want. People who just don't know better, who've never read a newspaper in their lives, who don't get to hear cliffcentral.com. People out there who are completely persuaded by the rubbish that Claudi Motsoeneng has been feeding them for the last couple of years. And they'll arrive in buses and they'll get a free T-shirt and they'll get a little meal if they're lucky. And then they'll be put right back on that bus and sent back to hell where they come from, where there are no services because the government couldn't be bothered to deliver them. And they'll be told, when the president goes up on stage, you must clap and cheer and shout about how great he is. And then, slaves, when we're finished with you, we'll send you back to where you came from. And they could do that with 20 busloads of people, and it won't be enough. Because somewhere in the crowd is going to be someone who has been paying attention. Is someone who knows that they've been screwed over by the last 5 years of this man's regime. Someone who knows that he's only in it for himself. He doesn't give a damn about any other South Africans. Not even the people in his cabinet who are there protecting him. He doesn't care about them. We've seen what he does when he doesn't need you anymore. Ask Shabir. Do you think he gets a call every day from the president saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry about that prison thing"? Nope. All these other enemies who used to be his friends, ask them if they get calls from him where he asks them, "How are you doing?" Nope. Not interested. This guy is a liability, and the longer we have him as a president, the less valuable our country becomes daily. The less valuable you become because you're a citizen of this country and what you've got is probably mostly in this country. So he is costing you and me and everyone else money, and he is a disaster from beginning to end. There is no point in us trying to lie to each other now. Mbuyise Ntlozi is right. The minute you start bringing the soldiers onto the streets because you need to make a speech, you don't want opposition to that, when you do that, you're out of business. Time to go.
So that's happening tomorrow, SONA. So much exciting.
No, not really. Are you going to watch?
No, I don't watch.
I'm going to masturbate during the SONA.
Oh, okay. Year. All right. Gosh. But even more exciting today, Gareth, happening today is the South African Politician Awards. Yay!
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
Oh. All right, let's hear it.
Now, the ANC have instructed their members to disengage from the SAPAs, right?
Oh.
The party's senior leaders have been nominated in 18 categories, which include Best Parliamentarian of the Year, best dressed politician, because that's important.
Yeah, that's a good one to win. Yeah, that's what you want.
Best woman in politics and best political party, but the ANC have warned its members against attending.
Yeah.
Yeah, the SAPA is taking place today. Where's this place? It's in Cape Town. It's somewhere in Cape Town. At the Cape Sun Hotel in Cape Town, Wednesday, February the 8th, the SAPAs. Oh, yes.
About five people pitch up for that, and those are the five people who nominated. I don't imagine anyone else is going to go. Yes?
I mean, these categories, you know, you've got the Citizen's Choice.
Yes.
You've got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
You've got the South African Politician of the Year. Best Premier. Political Analyst of the Year Award. Debater of the Year. You see, this is a legitimate thing.
Sure. And I don't think we need this.
And it's happening today.
Right. Good luck to all of those idiots.
Yeah.
By the way, Michelle says, just so you know, Cape Town traffic is a royal F up. 3 days before SONA, and streets are gridlocked. It's a disaster.
Yeah, they started with those preparations on the 5th already. 5th of February. So I can imagine a lot of people have been inconvenienced.
Yeah.
And they say that it will carry on until the 10th, which is what? Friday. Yeah, Friday.
There we go. All right. How exciting.
All right.
SONA.
In international news, America's First Lady, Melania Trump, has relaunched a lawsuit in New York.
Oh.
Where she is seeking multi-millions in damages against the publishers of the Daily Mail Online for reporting rumors that she worked as an escort in the 1990s.
Oh.
Now, in a separate but related case, the First Lady, who is a former Slovenian model, yesterday she settled a suit against a blogger who made the same escort claims.
Hmm.
The suit was against Webster G. Tarpley. He agreed to pay the First Lady a substantial sum for having claimed she worked as a high-end escort. Hmm. The blogger also acknowledged his wrongdoing in a statement. And now the First Lady is not wasting any time going after the Daily Mail. She is seeking $150 million in damages.
Good for her. I mean, if someone calls you a whore...
And it's not true.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a whore... You can't sue, but in her case, she says she isn't, and how would they know better than her? So I hope she sues her pants off them.
But where does a blogger get a substantial amount of money?
I don't know, and I'd love to know how substantial it is, because they never, I mean, sometimes they don't release these figures, right?
I mean, is it substantial as a blogger or a substantial as amount of money?
He's going to he'll end up paying whatever little he's got. That's all. Whatever little he has, he'll have to give to Melania. And it's right. If you if you're going to make stuff up about people, I suppose, you know what, we could just ignore him too.
Yeah, because what happened was the Daily Mail, they did issue a retraction of its August 20th article. They stated that it did not intend to state or suggest that these allegations are true, nor did it intend to state or suggest that Mrs. Trump ever worked as an escort.
Oh, well, then what did they want?
But that's apparently what they printed back in August.
Look, guys, you can't.
I mean, I know that there are pictures of, you know, some nude modeling work that she did.
Yeah, but who hasn't done
that? But exactly. I don't know that means that she was an escort. I mean, where's the evidence for that?
I mean, we've all done nude photo shoots.
I mean, we all get nude every day of our lives. We're naked.
I'm sure Angela Merkel, Helen Ziller, they've all got it. It's just they don't look as good as Melania. They've all done that. We've all done it.
Right. So $150 million US dollars that the Daily Mail might have to pay her.
Well, good luck to them. Let's get to Ben and some sport mubs, since it is that we didn't have any yesterday, and a lot of people are very upset about that. We didn't want to try and do sport because we'd screw it up. Here's Ben with the sport.
Yeah, the PSL's back. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's the local league of South African football.
Yes. How exciting. What do we got?
And back with a bang. So Wits obviously been putting a lot of work in during the break. Mm-hmm. They hammered Ajax Cape Town 5-0. That's six of the best trousers down. It really is. 5-0. And Ajax, well, they got a tough week ahead because they got to play Cape Town City in the Cape Town Derby. Cape Town City won last night. They beat Highlands Park 3-0. So good comebacks for those two teams, which coincidentally, of course, they're top of the log as well. Chipper United, they beat Broca FC 2-1. Broca now firmly at the root of the table, which is a horrible comeback for them. And then Chiefs, they even scored goals last night. Wow, what an exciting day. 3-1, they beat Free State Stars. Three, of course, being the number of fans watching as well at the FNB Stadium.
So what is this? Is the PSL not doing well? I mean, are people disinterested?
Well, Tuesday night, I guess, Gareth. Yeah, people have stuff to do.
Maybe cricket. On a Tuesday, it's not the best.
They've got cricket to watch and people to shout at on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
Tonight, we'll see more PSL action. Sivasspor United will take on the Golden Arrows at 7:30. Polokwane take on Maritzburg same time, as well as Platinum Stars versus Orlando Pirates and Bloem Celtic versus Sundowns. And then there's basically the PSL's back for proper now. So we'll get more into that on the weekend. But other football action on tonight. Leicester will take on Derby at 9:45. Now, where do Leicester go from here? Well, you know, it just goes from bad to worse, because the moment a club comes out and say they're completely behind the manager, you know the manager's on borrowed time, right? So that's what's happened with Claudio Ranieri. You know, this time last year, these guys, they were living that fairy tale story. They were en route to winning an English Premier League title. And now, they kind of towards the drop zone of the Premier League. Not since the 1930s had a team won the league and then be relegated the very next season. That happened to Man City. So, what is Leicester to do? Well, there's no real answers here, is there? Firstly, they've got to try to beat Derby tonight to stay in the FA Cup. That's at least something. Mm-hmm. And from there, well, it's just about fighting the chop. But very unfortunate times for them. In crickets last night, Sri Lanka finally actually played some decent cricket. They had their highest score of the entire tour. So now we're talking test matches, we're talking T20s. They scored their highest score yesterday, 327. Unfortunately, there was 40 runs too short to actually win, but still, they were doing so well at one stage. After South Africa posted 367 for 5, Faf du Plessis scoring 185. Sri Lanka were going, they were ahead of the rate, they were doing so well, they were absolutely killing it. But then again, it's that all-important composure, which, you know, a team without as many senior players like them. So they capitulated towards the end, a whole flurry of wickets. But then if you even look at, like, 40 runs, right, and the way those guys got out, it just goes to show that in one-day cricket, if you've got wickets in hand and you can take it deep, there's a very good chance you're still going to win as a chasing team. So a big lesson for them. And it's a very young, inexperienced side. So it's just a shame that guys like Chandimal have just fallen away. Guys like Matthews is injured. Would have been a good series without that. So the approach is now 4-0 up. And of course, if they win on Friday at Centurion, they will become the number one ODI ranked team in the world. Which I know means absolutely bugger all.
Does it mean nothing?
Well, of course it does, Gareth. It means absolutely bugger all, because people only care about World Cup trophies and ICC tournaments. So South Africa have often been ranked number one. And then we go into these tournaments as favorites or part favorites. And then it completely goes up in smoke. So it's a nice thing to be able to talk about. It's obviously better than being ranked number 7. But yeah, that's about anything. As Sir Cook totally resigned as captain of the test team for England. No massive surprise here. He's done great things as captain. He is England's top run scorer of all time in the test game. Mm-hmm. But it's time to move on. And there are some young, exciting cricketers coming up who will be able to fulfill that leadership role. And Cook, well, whether he'll still stay in the team, he believes he can still be in there as a batsman. Very interesting to see, because it's a big year for them. They've got SA touring them in their summer, and then they go over to Australia for the Ashes, which is going to be from sort of late November onwards. Always a really good thing, that. In rugby news, if you are a massive fan of US Fun Vestas, and sorry, were, there will be a memorial for him at Loftus on Friday. So that will no doubt attract scores and scores of people, as he was the favorite son after Nas, essentially, of the Pretoria district.
That's true.
Yeah, that's just. Uh-huh. Otherwise, Gareth, not a lot happening in sport right now. There's just loads of football. So as we get close to the weekend, I'll bring you more from the English Premier League. Arsenal will still try to think they've got a chance in the league, which they don't. Liverpool will still try to win a game. Sadly, they won't. You know, you're doing really badly as a manager when people start comparing you to fired managers. So a couple of weeks ago, I told you that Jurgen Klopp had the same record as Louis van Gaal, who Manchester United kicked in the touch. Well, he's now got the exact same record as Brendan Rodgers, the guy Liverpool kicked in the touch not so long ago. Now, if you mention those names, you don't want to be associated with them. You just don't. So I wouldn't say Klopp is about to get thrown out, but it's not looking amazing. And yeah, there's lots of golf coming up this weekend. There's that amazing AT&T Pram at Pebble Beach, which is an incredible thing. And European tours in Malaysia. Other than that, that's pretty much it for today.
Thank you, Ben. Let's get to Anthea Gardner, who's got the money shot for us. She works hard for her money.
Ooh.
And for our money. She's got a couple of things she wants to talk about today. So good morning, Anthea. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm well, thank you.
All right, so let's start off with global markets yesterday. It seems like everything's bouncing around a huge amount.
Yeah, there really is no sort of consensus trade at the moment. Asia was lower, Europe was higher, which is a bit of an anomaly because BNP Paribas reported and they missed their earnings estimates. That's very disappointing. And then the U.S. managed a small gain, so a few red, a few green, all over the place. For us, though, we started off the day badly, but we then gained some ground in the afternoon and then closed flat to slightly positive only. Resources and financials definitely helped our market higher, but industrials were a real drag on the market. Especially strange as the rand traded at 13.45 to the dollar yesterday, so slightly weaker.
Mm-hmm.
MTN under quite a bit of pressure lately. At the end of last year, this share looked like it was on the road to recovery. It traded from 110 all the way up to 135, and we spoke about it because we thought maybe this is the time to get in. But now it's back at 117 rand a share. So I think if I was a technical trader, I'd probably be buying it now because it seems to be trading almost in this band between 110 and 135. But of course, we're fundamental investors. And I do feel like it's set for a good turnaround story, but it just keeps disappointing. I think one day we'll buy the share, just not today. Not today.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd want it, really. You see, I tend to look at these things sometimes and say, well, is it the kind of company that I have faith in the long term? And I don't know for them. I mean,
So I think your concern is their big exposure in Nigeria, the oil price, the Naira, the volatility there. But you know they've got a new management team coming in this year. I think the new CEO starts in March or April. And they've employed a bunch of bankers, which may or may not be a good thing. But and it seems like they're going to take their footprint and what they've got and turn the business around because they've got such great footprint. You know, you can't deny that.
No, they do. And don't get me wrong. I like MTN. I like the they're doing some innovative things. They've got some ideas. Certainly there's a lot to be impressed with them, but I feel like cellular networks at the moment are just under enormous pressure because they had such huge growth in the 90s and the early 2000s. And then they kind of hit a roadblock at some point. And I don't think they'll ever get back up to those kinds of record growth numbers.
I think you're right. It's that growth, exponential growth, which is lacking. Talk about cell networks. Have you seen Cell C? They got, they're not a listed company, but S&P downgraded them to D yesterday, which basically means they're in default.
Uh-oh.
They missed an interest payment on their 400 million euro senior secured bond. So in other words, one of their higher rated bonds. And I think they also missed a payment on some of their unsecured debt. So you know that Cell C is in the throes of this significant restructuring with Blue Label Telecoms.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Label are acquiring a 45% stake for 5.5 billion rand. But the deal keeps getting delayed, and now Cell C has suddenly become cash constrained. So my understanding of the delay of this deal is that there's uncertainty around whether or not Blue Label will have unrestricted use of Cell C's spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the issue. So unfortunately for Cell C, this kind of white knight deal not coming to the fore as quickly as they want to. I mean, Cell C is not a listed company, but Blue Label Telecom is. And the share spent most of the day in the red yesterday, but somehow managed to close a fifth of a percent higher. I'm not sure why. It is quite a small cap company. And so I guess, I don't know, there was no reason for it too. So.
Brait fell 4%. Do you want to try and explain that one to us?
Ah, yes, this is like the thorn in my side at the moment, right?
They really are. It was a perfectly happy and healthy share until Brexit.
Absolutely, yes. So yesterday it fell 4% because New Look, the clothing retailer in the UK that Brait owns about 90% of, released a very disappointing third quarter trading update. I think we also spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, and I said to you, probably about a month or two ago, that I thought that New Look was potentially on the up. You know, they'd had quite a few bad experiences. They'd had a bit of disappointing numbers released, but it looked like they were up on the up. And then yesterday, they released that sales were down 7% year to date, and that's really just not a great picture. I mean, even though Brait owns 90% of New Look, it makes up about 30% of Brait's assets. So Brait is now trading around 77 Rand a share. And if you take yesterday's trading update and put it into the model, you come out with a fair value for Brait of about 81 Rand. So there's not much in it at the moment. That's what, 4 Rand, you know, kind of a 5% upside. It kind of just disappointing. And so in the name of disclosure, we don't own the share in our hashtag invest portfolio, because I don't think it's a screaming buy just yet. But at this stage, neither do I sell. I think that Brait is a sell. And we do own it in legacy portfolios. Or I own it in legacy portfolios. You know, I kind of held it through Brexit, which is a bit annoying. I'm not buying, but neither am I selling the share out of portfolios at the moment. I was thinking about this last night, actually. I hope I'm not caught in kind of what I've termed the Christo Visser effect, because a couple of the shares that he's invested in or that he has seeded have almost disappointed me, you know.
Yeah, they have.
And this is one of them, as well as Steinhoff, ShopRite, and also Stellar Capital. But and of course you know how it is. I try to look at the numbers. I try to be pragmatic, unemotional about it.
Sure.
And that's pretty much all I have to say. I mean, I kind of, where I am with it is I'm hanging on to it in the portfolios that it's in, and I'm not buying just yet. I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with that, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stellar Capital, you brought it up.
Yes, and Matthew asked about this yesterday, and I said I hadn't got any news. And the minute I put the phone down with you, I opened up the email with the Stellar Capital's net asset value update. So there was an email saying that NAV per share would be between 1 Rand 64, 1 Rand 68. It's currently trading at around 1 Rand 25. So a nice deep discount to where it's trading. And then Tor Industrial, which Stellar owns 55% of, they also reported earnings of 50 to 56% lower than the year before. So this is another one of those companies. Good company, solid management. I think they know what they're doing. But a lot of small cap companies, and Stellar really is a very small cap company, when the markets are not hugely buoyant and it doesn't feel like it's a crazy bull market, these shares do suffer a bit, or they do trade at a discount. I'm still holding on to my Stellar Capitals. And the discount, will the discount ever narrow? I hope so.
Yeah.
And not only that, I think not only will the discount potentially narrow, but the NAV should increase. You know, the thing with Tor and why their results were so disappointing was they had this big head office and office move, and I think that's cost them quite a bit, and they haven't disclosed more than that. But at some stage, I think it will come into its own. And the acquisitions that they made should be accretive to earnings, should kind of contribute positively, I think.
Okay.
You know what we're talking about in these shares? You know, it was Brait and Stellar Capital and Steinhoff, maybe not Steinhoff. But they're small cap companies, but they're a long-term play. So in the short term, we're holding on to our Naspers, our Mediclinic, ShopRite. Well, we don't have ShopRite, but we have Steinhoff, the Foschini Group. So those are all nice kind of short-term return-enhancing shares, whereas these small caps just – they're difficult, but that's where we're going to generate our alpha, hopefully.
I hope so. All right, just one last thing, Spar.
Yes, because they released a trading statement yesterday, very disappointing. Group sales 16.9%, so they sold 25.6 billion rands worth of goods. But actually, their retail sales growth was only increased by 6.1%, and price inflation was over 8%. And actually what that means is that organic growth or real kind of sales declined in volumes by about 3%, and that's really not a good picture. And I like Spa, and then they bought Ireland and Switzerland last year or the year before. And that Ireland has been very good to them up until now, where sales growth was 1.5% kind of in constant currency in euro terms. And then if you translate it into rand, it was actually down 2.6%. So the stronger rand hurting their bottom line there. And then they didn't disclose anything on the Swiss operations, but they don't really need to. It's just a trading update. And we'll see what happens with that at their results presentation, which I think is only much later in the year, in a couple of months' time. When I say later in the year, I mean before June.
All right. Okay, Antia, thank you very much. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Sure. Speak to you tomorrow.
Very good. Antia Gardner, and a look at the money markets in the Money Shot. Every day, about the same time, you can get a little update. And I saw that Antia sent out her invest update yesterday, which is on email, so you can actually see the performance of your shares over there. If you haven't already taken an interest in this, maybe it's time you got some skin in the game. Maybe it's time that you opened up your own hashtag invest account. If you want more info, go to the Money Shot page on cliffcentral.com. All right. We've got a very busy morning. We've got Mayor of Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba, coming in the next couple of minutes. I'm looking forward to speaking to him. He has had about 5 months to get acquainted with the levers of power in the city of Johannesburg, and we'll see whether or not he's enjoying that ride, or maybe he's already sick of us. Who knows? Joburg can't be an easy place to run, and you know, he's done a lot in his life. In many ways, I think he is, you know, he's doing something here which is altruistic. I mean, helping the people of Johannesburg, but another part of it is kind of, you know, he's had success in so many other places. Like the logical next step for him. But we'll find out on the micro and macro level what's going on in the city of Johannesburg with the mayor, Herman Mashaba, next, right here on cliffcentral.com. You having a good day so far? Let us know what you're up to. You know how to get hold of us. You can call us on the Skype line, Cliff Central, one word. You can send us messages. There are one or two that I want to get to here just now. And on WeChat, among other things. You can also tweet us live. It arrives right in front of me.
Baby. CliffCentral.com.